average woman in the US uses 12 personal care products a day, of which contain 168 different chemicals. In the European Union, and really about 40 different countries, over 1,300 chemicals have been banned from cosmetics and personal care products. Here in the United States, 11.
If you haven't done so already, go ahead and click that subscribe button down below. It's a little red button. You punch that and it's going to notify you every time we put out a new episode that can help you improve your bone health. And then also, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com, sign up for the free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart. That's going to walk you through everything you need to be doing right now to get on the path to improvement and stronger bones. After you do those two things, go ahead and press play on this episode and I'll see you inside. Welcome to this episode of The Bone Coach Show. Joining us today to explore the art of anti-aging and healthy skincare is Brian Vasili. Brian Vasili is a prominent leader and researcher and advocate in natural health and wellness for over 20 years. He's the founder of the popular health destination, theartofantiaging.com, with over 500,000 plus members. The Art of Anti-Aging's mission is to empower those in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond with the most effective, evidence-based natural solutions to look and feel their best, avoid and overcome disease, and live long doing it. In the past couple of years, he has created and hosted several highly acclaimed online summits featuring today's top anti-aging and longevity doctors and researchers that have been heard by over a million people. Brian is also founder of PurityWoods.com, one of the world's only providers of premier quality and fully USDA certified organic anti-aging skincare products. Earlier in his career, Brian was also key to building many other well-known natural health organizations, as he has worked closely with many of today's leading natural health MDs and other luminaries. He's authored multiple bestsellers and appeared extensively in media, including ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. Brian, it is an absolute pleasure to have you here today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. I love what you do, by the way. So kudos to you, and I'm looking forward to sharing some worthwhile knowledge here, I hope.
Well, let's start out, because I want to start out with your journey and how you made it to this point, because, you know, for over 20 years, you've been a leading natural health advocate and researcher. You were key to building these organizations in the natural health space. You've got the Art of Anti-Aging taking place. You've got Purity Woods. You could have gone so many different paths. How did you end up becoming one of these leading voices in anti-aging and longevity?
Yeah, appreciate the question. I have no problem exposing. I'm right now 52, and you could kind of cut my life in half. The first half of my life, Kevin, was what you would call pretty rough. I grew up inner city Chicago, lost friends there to gangs, you know, kind of sort of a rough neighborhood, which is even rougher today. But, you know, beyond that, even more impactive, I guess we'll say, is my dad was a good man until around my age of 9, he became severely alcoholic and frankly abusive, very abusive to me, my sister, my mother. And that really persisted for years. Now, long ago, I've gone through the work, you know, he passed away decades ago, but, you know, of forgiveness. So I can easily talk about all of this. And the truth of the matter is, you know, while his story read like a novel that people wouldn't believe, he was a spy in World War II. He fell in love with this Russian woman who turned out to spy for Russia. And then one day, you know, this was the woman he was going to marry, and she was disappeared. Never saw her again, disappeared. And then fast forward, you know, I'm not going to go down, you know, all the stories of my father's life, but he was, you know, previously married and lost one of his sons, a brother I never knew, who was hit by a car. Point is, he dealt with a lot of things happened, some good in his life too, obviously. But back in those days, we did not, you know, it was frowned upon to go through therapy. That was for crazy people. And, you know, we're talking decades ago. So instead of going a healthy route and dealing with all of these, this trauma, you know, he took it out on the bottle and took it out on us. Well, You know, that was probably the heart and soul of the challenges that I went through. But even at a young age, I became a father myself, married at too young of an age, frankly. But nonetheless, my wife at the time and I pushed ourselves full time through college while we worked full time and had a baby, and we're dirt poor. I mean, living in Chicago in a studio apartment where I couldn't afford anything but two twin mattresses on the floor, visited by mice routinely at night. It was rough. And again, very frankly, I went through depression. I went through anxiety issues. And one factor that kept me going, and in fact, in some cases, kept me alive, was powerful women in my life. My mother, my sister, certain teachers at the time, even today, my wife today, powerful women literally saved my life and kept me going. So it's a longer story about how I found my way into health and wellness. And you kindly pointed out, I've been at this now for decades and, work behind the scenes, sometimes in front of the camera, like we are now as well. Working with so many of today's top docs and researchers out there who embrace integrative and natural health, and learned a lot. So fast forward, I'm doing all kinds of cool, amazing things. I don't know, 6 years ago now, I was at a crossroads. And what I noticed, Kevin, was that these powerful women in my life, as they're getting older, this pervasive message out there was impacting even them about aging. And that message is basically, hey, you hit your 40s and it's all downhill from here, over the hill, as all the jokes in the party stores go. And that getting older equals suffering and disease and being undesirable, incapable, doomed. And I watch, this is such a powerful message hitting all people, especially here in the U.S., but especially women. And my mother, who is hitting her 60s and then 70s, and my sister in her 50s, my wife in her 40s, I'm like, wow, even these strong women are being pulled down by this message. It impacts them on such a level, but it doesn't jibe with the truth that I have discovered after decades being in health and wellness and personal growth and working with some of these best, which is that these years, the middle years and the golden years, in all respects, including health, ought to be the best years of people's lives. And I'm like, you have this complete opposite situation. I know what I need to do in honor, frankly, of these women who, helped my life and saved my life. I'm going to share this message with the world and all of this research that shows people why and especially how, to make sure that these are the best years of your life in terms of energy, mood, preventing disease, overcoming issues and disease if you have it, and so on and so forth. So that, Kevin, is how the Art of Anti-Aging was born.
That's an amazing, amazing story to get to where you're at now. And I know you've interviewed some of the most experienced top practitioners in our space. After those interviews, what were some of the things that you learned? Like, what were the biggest challenges that you've learned are for that group of people that you're just talking about, those strong women, what's preventing them from having good quality years now and beyond?
Well, I could super summarize it in one single word, toxins. All right. Now, let me expand on that, because people hear this a lot and their mind probably goes, to certain categories of toxins, but I'm going to spread that, out for people. In my view, after, being so immersed in this for so many years, you can really, again, super summarize health or the lack thereof as what you allow inside of your being and what you strive to keep out. That's the equation. It comes down to that, being, becoming ever more conscious about pulling the good stuff in to your body and your being and striving to keep the bad stuff out. So toxins, what do I mean by that? Well, some are well known or more known than others. We have certainly, fortunately, put a spotlight on food toxins, whether it's through processed foods, these chemicals that are allowed into foods through, how they're grown, et cetera. So a lot of awareness is built around that. I still think far more needs to be built around that, but there's a lot of awareness on that. But then there are other areas of toxins. And there are two that people in part because they're not as aware of them as they need to be if they truly want to not only live long, but live well while living long. Two of those areas are, one, what I just mentioned, you know, the mission of the art of anti-aging is not anti-aging. It's against these myths of aging. I know a lot of people don't like the word anti-aging. I don't either, if it means I don't want to grow old. We're all going to get older. We're getting older right now, every second, right? It's inevitable, and that's okay. What anti-aging means is against these myths that getting older equals being doomed. That's what it means. And the biggest toxin on that front is not anything you physically put in you. It is the mindset. That is number one. If you believe that getting older does equal my body's going to start breaking down now, and I'm going to be unattractive, and I'm going to lose my mind, that will happen. Mind is a super powerful thing. So the one thing you've got to cleanse, more importantly than anything else, is that mindset. And I advocate to people, you know, it's okay if that is sometimes the way you think. This is not about, you know, criticizing any mindset, but instead it's about being really honest with yourself. Taking the time out in the woods, somewhere out in nature is great, or wherever you can think clearly and say, what do I really think now that I'm 40, 50, 60, 70? What do I believe about getting older? Is it a positive thing, in short, or am I tainted, I guess we'll say, with some of these negative ideas? Because again, if you believe your body's, you know, meant to now start breaking down because you hit 40 or 50 or 60, that will happen. And nothing that anyone else provides out there can avoid that, because your mind's far, far more potent. Sometimes it's your best friend. Sometimes, in this case, it could be your worst enemy. So that is the number one toxin, is mindset, or the number one friend, depending on what your mindset really is. And I would advocate people to step back and say, is that true? Is that true? Am I meant to break down and are these going to now be my decline years? No, I am here to tell you, not just from what I know, but from what you know, Kevin knows and what all these other doctors and researchers know. No, these are years to thrive in every regard. We are born and created to live to about 100 at least. Now, am I an advocate? I'm not an extreme techno anti-aging, you know, live to 200 person. I think it's possible to go on 150 or 40 or something like that. But I know we are meant, by doing at least many, not all, because nobody's perfect, but many of the right things, we are born to live to at least 100 well. So that's the number one toxin. And then the other toxin, Kevin, is what we are feeding our bodies through, means that a lot of people don't think about as feeding our bodies. And that's through our skin. So, you know, let's break this down. So we've covered mind, you know, that's one way into your being, right? We covered briefly, because others cover it well, food, what you put into your mouth. What are the other ways into our body? The air we breathe. And I won't go down that path. There's been some spotlight, gratefully and thankfully, put on the toxins in the air and how we want to, you know, pay attention to reducing those. But another key way into our bodies is skin. So when people walk down a cosmetics and personal care products aisle in a store, if you take nothing else away from this conversation, everyone listening, please never forget you are walking down a food aisle. That's food. What you put on your skin does not just magically, you know, stay on the skin and work whatever it's supposed to do, you know, to your body. The vast majority of chemicals in whatever that stuff is, anti-aging creams, moisturizers, deodorants, you know, anything, that is designed to penetrate into your body. So my question would be to everybody, would you eat that stuff? Because you are. Would you put it in your mouth and eat it? Here is a fact, and then I'll slow down and let you respond. I get passionate about this, as you can tell.
That's great.
But the average woman in the U.S. uses 12 personal care products a day. Some use more, some use less. Obviously, that's an average. It's not too far behind with men. I think it's 8. So the average woman uses 12 personal care products a day, of which contain 168 different chemicals daily that you're feeding your body. Now, The majority of those, if you are not paying hyper attention to how you choose this form of food called cosmetics and personal care products, the vast majority of those chemicals are toxic or potential toxins, if I'm going to use the PC language. That's what's in, it's unbelievable. One more statistic by way of point. In the European Union, and really about 40 different countries, over 1,300 chemicals have been banned from cosmetics and personal care products. Here in the United States, 11 have been banned. Just 11 ingredients. It is a mighty, powerful industry and a mighty, on its own, completely, really unregulated industry. Regulation could be bad, good in other regards, but in this regard, I'm going to tell everyone it is a wild west when it comes to what is in your personal care products or cosmetics. There is really no legislation has been passed since 1938 of any substance regarding this. And in 1938, what they said was, hey, cosmetics, personal care products industry, you're on your own. Self-regulate, you know, be nice about it. And to this day, that's what it is. Literally, Kevin, you could go grab any amount of ingredients, any type, any sort, put them in a formula, stick it on a shelf and sell it. No oversight, no nothing. And unfortunately, that's kind of sort of the case out there today.
I want to go back to something that you said right at the beginning of this, before you talked about the cosmetic toxins. You talked about the number one toxin, in your opinion, is the mindset, right? Mm. The mindset that we have. And you know what's interesting about that is as I was growing up, you know, and being around different people that were had progressive disease of some sort, including my mother, who was trying to address those things, I always remembered hearing, you know, it sucks getting old, kid. It sucks getting old. And I felt for her and for those people in that moment, and understanding like the struggle and the challenge that we're going through. But I also understand the impact of reframing the way we think about things and how that mindset can help transform not only the way we think, that's going to transform our actions and the things we're doing, and that's going to help us overall improve our health. So that was really awesome when I heard you say that. I love that. And then the next part you talked about was going into actual toxins themselves being in the products that people are using and putting on their bodies and skin every single day. It's a part of our daily rituals, whether it's a deodorant, a skin cream, a makeup, a perfume, or whatever that is. And we're not even aware of all the different chemicals that are being added to those things. So it's kind of scary that someone can just go out and formulate something and not actually have any oversight over that. And then we've got the European Union that banned, you know, 1,300 chemicals, and the US has only banned how many?
11.
that's a massive difference there. So why is that? Why is that the case?
Well, it's all right, so we'll get a little political. It's a powerful industry. You know, they throw around a number about what the beauty, industry is worth $500 billion, but they don't add, and that's a lot, but they don't add into that equation the chemical companies. The chemical companies are incredibly powerful in this country. I don't need to tell people that. You know, we're reminded of glyphosate and, you know, what that does to our environment and to our bodies and to, you know, our front lawns. They are incredibly powerful. You know, I mean, all I have to say is one word, and most people will get it. Lobbyists. There's not going to be anytime soon any substantial, you know, legislation passed that changes this. So people really need to be hyper-conscious of that food called cosmetics that they're putting on their skin. You know, real briefly, the way this works with skin, skin is your body's largest organ. You know, a lot of people don't even think of that. You know, it's an organ. It's an organ. Would you put these same products that you know, that you're listening to marketing, you know, and hey, this one's going to cleanse my skin, and this one's going to make my, you know, face look like it's blushing and younger and beautiful. Would you just go blindly to a store, take all these products and apply them to your liver or your brain or your heart? you know, or your kidneys. Of course, who would do that? But we forget our skin is also an organ. In fact, it's the largest part of the body's organs. In fact, it's the front line, the key player in our immunity. It's trying to do a job of keeping bad stuff out. So it's kind of a double whammy, by the way, when we get down to it with all this junk that we're feeding our bodies through our skin, because now the skin, you know, has to do double time, not only trying to fight all, frankly, the crap that it's already trying to fight in the air, on surfaces, you know, from cleaning products and a lot of these, you know, furniture that has, you know, is made today that has all kinds of stuff we want to avoid. It's already working hard on our behalf, not to mention viruses and germs and all that stuff in the air. It's working hard trying to protect us. And now we're burdening it even more by putting more toxins directly on it, including many of these products contain different classes of ingredients, including what are called penetrators, scary ingredients, because what their job is to pull all the other ingredients faster and deeper into your skin. And so, you know, would you put this on your other organs? Ask that question. Would you feed it to your mouth? Ask that question before you apply anything to your skin, which is fed. What happens is the vast majority of molecules in these products are small enough, in these chemicals are small enough to penetrate. They have to be or they won't do anything, right? So I've heard it thrown around, I think 68% on average penetrate into your body. You're eating these. Some, you know, you don't want them anywhere in your body, but some are penetrating at the dermal level or what have you. Others go all the way into your bloodstream. And it's worse than eating food by mouth. Why? Because when you eat food by mouth and it might have some toxins in it, there are multiple levels of filters inside your body, we'll call them, that are trying to kick those filters, those toxins out. For example, it starts with all these harsh gastric juices in your stomach. There's not really any of those protections going on. You know, it can easily make it past the lipids, the fats in your skin, penetrates into your blood, where it's shot around your body, Kevin, stored in your various organs. So I ask everyone listening this, do you have any symptoms, sometimes frequently, that you're not sure what the source of those symptoms may be? And I'm talking dizziness, pain in your body, fatigue, you know, issues with sleep, strange skin issues. I can go on. It is highly likely that it is in part, if not in full, connected to these toxins you are feeding your body, 12 per day, 168 different chemicals per day through your skin. A lot of people don't think about that, especially the ones who've cleaned up their diet and they're getting the exercise and maybe they're even got a great, you know, air filtration system and they're still wondering, man, I'm not feeling, you know, as energetic as I ought to be. I would urge you to really pay attention well to this discussion and to some of the tips I can, you know, offer to people on this front, because I have seen where people clear out, you know, these cosmetics and personal care products that contain a lot of these junk, and all these mystery symptoms, you know, reduce or subside. It's a wonderful thing. So something to consider.
Yeah. And I know, so when we've got toxins, we've got, you know, indicators of this could be fatigue, dizziness, brain fog, digestive issues, sinus issues, irritability, could have shortness of breath in some cases. And it makes sense, you know, to even test that. Maybe you test those things. If you have them in your life right now and you're listening to this and you're like, wow, you know, I do have all these cosmetics. And even if the marketing is great on some of these things, just understand what Brian's sharing here is that the inputs might not actually be good things for your body. So you have to be aware. And if you've got some of those symptoms, maybe test pulling them out. And then seeing if you have some symptom relief. And then what we need to do then in that situation is find better alternatives. So when someone is trying to figure out, you know, I know you've specifically done a lot of research in this area and have specifically worked with a lot of people to help make sure we've got products and things that can actually be beneficial for our skin. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, the beautiful thing is skin is incredibly receptive to change, quicker than many. I'm not going to say all, but I believe it's all, but I'm a research geek and I'm always very careful about my science, but quicker to change than most other organs in the body. In fact, that's what skin is. You know, people, you know, always say, what's the secret to young looking skin? And I say, well, doing everything you do to prevent disease and live long is the secret to young looking skin, because it's an organ that's connected to the rest of you. It's a billboard for your health and wellness. That's what it is, right? And the beautiful thing is that it's you know, with skin, it's a two, the big picture secret to your youngest looking skin. And by the way, let me branch off and note this. It's unhealthy if people are trying, if they're 52, say, and they're trying to look like they're 21. There's something unhealthy about that. On the other hand, I hear there's a different side out there that says, embrace your wrinkles and embrace it. And you know, I'm like, not really. The thing is this, because of all of these unhealthy habits that so many people have and have had for, you know, some time now, starting with, you know, the diet that you're putting in your mouth, what I'm talking about with toxins coming at you from all angles, lack of exercise, many, if not most people today look considerably older than they ought to look. That's why if people, you know, feel like, man, I shouldn't have all these wrinkles, I shouldn't have all these problems that already, you know, they're probably not wrong. They shouldn't. And the beautiful thing, again, pulling this back, is that when you start making even some of the right changes and feeding your skin some good stuff, you'll notice those changes in your skin even before, and probably your energy, but in before it has its effects anywhere else. It's a beautiful thing with the skin, because the skin again consumes. And you know, here's an interesting thing to think about. We've been around for eons as a human race, right? And you know, a lot of people again are more aware of diets that our, you know, ancestors ate, and a lot of different dietary, you know, theories have been placed around that. But think about the fact that we as a species, I guess, have spent the vast majority of our lives outdoors. Today, we're kind of screwed up that we spend 90% of our life indoors, because most of the time during daylight hours throughout virtually all of human history, we spent it outside. Doing what? Engaging, brushing against plants, wandering, hunting, gathering, you know, in the last 10,000 years, you know, within fields, you know, creating, you know, agriculture. But the point is, we fed our skin a lot through plants. You know, we interacted closely with them. Today, we're removed from that. But this is why certain plants are outstanding for your skin. And then there's, of course, some classes, you know, poison ivy comes to mind that you probably want to avoid. But there's some amazing plants out there, plant-based ingredients for skin. So, it you know, number one, it's important to reduce the toxins if you're going to do nothing else. Some people are on a kick, I guess we'll say, where they just don't want to put anything on their skin. That's fine and good. It's better than feeding your body toxins. But there are good foods, i.e. ingredients for your skin that you can topically apply, feed it, that can help, especially, honestly, when it comes to reducing the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines and all these things that bother people, loose looking skin, age spots. There's so much you can do. And boy, I mean, I will geek out for 2 hours on this with you, Kevin, if you want me to, but I'll run through a few key ones. One of the most fascinating and powerful ingredients is maple leaf extract. Now, a lot of people don't know that yet. There was a major study out of the University of Rhode Island in 2018 that showed that red maple leaf extract contains over 100 compounds, including 17 apparently that were not found elsewhere, at least yet, in nature. And they do a remarkable job of blocking the elastase, which is an enzyme that breaks down elastin in the skin. Now, basically, we can super summarize here. There are three key reasons that people get wrinkles, loose looking skin, and all the other stuff nobody wants. Those three things are the breakdown of elastin, the breakdown of collagen, and the lack of hydration, you know? So you want to address those three areas in any product that you, or products that you choose. Those are the basic things you need to know. What happens with elastin and collagen is they can naturally degrade over time. And then we hyper degrade them by a bunch of bad habits that so many people do. Bad diets, bad exercise, all the usual culprits. Again, the skin is just another part of your body. So it's going to break those things down faster, along with hurting your health in other ways. So drink plenty of water, eat all the right foods by mouth, feed your skin outstanding ingredients. Maple leaf extract is one of the relative few outstanding ingredients out there that I have found over the years for the elastin part of the equation. And if I was going to say any one is the most important, well, hydration would be it as well. But, you know, the elastin and collagen, so they're both proteins, and you can liken it to an old-fashioned spring mattress. So the stuffing is the collagen, and the elastin are the springs. And when the stuffing starts to go, we all know that's uncomfortable and things start to cave in a bit, hence some lines, fine lines, wrinkles. But when those springs go, and that's the elastin, everything goes. So you want to address elastin, boost elastin in your skin. Maple leaf extract is outstanding for that. On the collagen side of the equation, just think vitamin C and high vitamin C. I know people's minds might go to things like oranges or something, but there are some ingredients that blow your typical citrus fruits away. Kamu fruit, it's a South African berry, sky high in vitamin C and other antioxidants that help the collagen and so much more. Another one's mango seed extract. Outstanding, sky high in vitamin C. My favorite, which I highly advocate everyone to consume on their skin, in other words, topically in products, as well as by mouth, if you can get your hands on it. It's hard to do still. It's not grown in this country, although you'll find extracts of it in powder form, is amla, which is also known as Indian gooseberry. Now, amla, anybody listening who understands, even to some extent, Ayurvedic medicine, it's like one of the holy grail herbs in Ayurvedic medicine. As usual, science caught up and said, holy cow, you know, there's a lot of truth to this, man. I mean, this is sky high in vitamin C and a lot of other cool potent antioxidants that really do wonders. If you're talking healthy aging and longevity and looking your best and feeling your best, amla is so important. And then on the moisture side of the equation, it's a little bit more boring, I guess I'll say, because it's the old standbys are great. Cocoa butter, sunflower seed oils, aloe vera is another holy grail. A lot of people have heard of those, and it's true, those are outstanding. So you're looking for clean, truly clean, and I will make a statement about that in a moment if you want me to, truly clean versus greenwashed BS nonsense clean. Products that don't contain toxic ingredients that are farmed organically, you're looking for that. And then you're looking for some of these ingredients I noted. And there are others out there that are outstanding as well. I could talk all day about them, but I wanted to highlight some big ones for people.
What are some of these toxins to make sure we remove? Like if they're on our labels, get rid of those products, don't use them again.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that, because think about this. 1,300 chemicals have been banned. There are actually many more on the docket to be examined in these countries that are paying attention to the European Union and elsewhere. There are literally thousands. The EWG has identified, you know, really thousands you want to be careful about. So how's anybody going to remember that? I don't know all these. Nobody does. So my biggest statement I will conclude with in answer to this question. That said, I know everybody likes, you know, the top 10 or kind of lists. Formaldehyde is in a lot of products. And you'll remember formaldehyde from high school chemistry or biology class, rather. It preserves, you know, frogs, remember, in jars. It is a known carcinogen, and in many different forms, and that's what makes it kind of difficult to scan labels for, it's allowed in products. A known carcinogen. There's one ingredient, if I'm looking at the ingredient label at all, and I'll tell you what else to look for in a moment, that I run the other way from. It's called fragrance. Simple as that, fragrance. If they're being basic about it, they might call it scent. If they're being fancy about it, they'll call it parfum, French sounding. Fragrance is most commonly. Look on labels for that. What does that mean? It means that it can have any of thousands of different chemicals. It could have 10, sometimes they found 148 different chemicals under that one word. They don't have to tell you what chemicals are under that label. The idea is that's what gives these products, hence the name, you know, the fancy smells that we've grown accustomed through frankly, through marketing, through habit, but not in reality. Oh, it smells so nice, kind of a fakey nice smell. That must mean it's good. So the reason they're not required to disclose whatever they toss under that word fragrance is because it's a trade secret, how they're making that specific scent. All right. But the truth of the matter is they can put anything they want in there and say that's part of our secret, you know, awesome strawberry smell or, you know, musk scent or whatever it might be. Run the other way when you see that on a label. You don't want, because you don't even get to know what it is you're feeding your body when you see that. Why aren't they telling you? A responsible organization who's doing it right, they could put fragrance, but then please, in parentheses, tell me what all that means. You know, and if it is a bunch of, you know, fakey chemical stuff, run the other way. But bigger picture, I mean, there's triclosan and polyethylene glycol, PEGs as they call them, hydroquinone. I mean, I can go on, but the problem is this: I don't remember all of these. So what do you do? What do you do when you know you want to deodorize, you want to put deodorant on, you know you want to, you know, feed your body some of these good ingredients I talked about through an anti-aging cream, you know you want to moisturize, you know you want some kind of makeup on your face, whatever. What do you do? Well, the most effective way I have seen today is to look for independent certifications that it's clean. In this country, United States, the best that I know of on a mass scale is USDA certified organic. Look for products that are USDA certified organic if they're in the US. Now, there are others out there, they're smaller, there's some on a statewide basis, you know, do your research, but don't believe what the company tells you. Greenwashing is huge today, huge. And greenwashing basically means I'm manipulating you, I'm bamboozling you by telling you it's natural or organic or wildcrafted, all these cool sounding terms. Oh, that sounds great, right? Well, again, it's the most unregulated industry out there. You could say anything you want, almost. If I scream on a label organic, I could still throw 50 synthetic ingredients in it and I have to have one organic ingredient. Then I can scream it out loud to you. That doesn't mean anything. So you're feeding your body a product with 51 ingredients, 50 of them are synthetic, one is organic. So what, right? But a lot of people get bamboozled because they choose to highlight the one organic or two, you know, that's by way of example. Natural means absolutely nothing these days. Wildcrafted doesn't mean much either, because you could put a bunch of synthetic and you might have one wild or two wildcrafted in there. Just don't listen to what they're saying. What you want to do is educate yourself on independent certifications. And I'm grateful that they exist. In other countries, they exist as well. If you're listening from somewhere else, EcoCert, which is not as strict as USDA certified organic, but it's way better than nothing. And that's also in Europe and elsewhere. And then there's others throughout the world. But USDA certified organic means that it doesn't contain toxic ingredients. 95% of the ingredients, to be specific. The other 5% that they allow in is a very closely watched list. And some of those ingredients can't be organic because they might be things like minerals, zinc, and, you know, they're not grown and farmed. So USDA certified organic, and not only does it mean it doesn't contain synthetic toxic ingredients, it also means that the ingredients that are included were farmed organically, meaning no pesticides and herbicides, no glyphosate. So it's a very, you know, it's one of the, it's one thing that the government seems to be doing right, you know, with this USDA certified organic approach. And it, you know, it started with foods. A lot of people are more familiar with foods that they feed their mouth. But interestingly, if you think about that, they applied it, you know, to cosmetics and personal care products now, which kind of goes hand in hand with what I'm saying. It's food, right? It's interesting that they moved it over to that, in my opinion. But anyway, so look for products. And the beautiful thing, Kevin, is more and more products are coming out. You can find USDA certified organic deodorants. You can find organic makeups. The great news is I even go into these big box stores and you'll start seeing some now on shelves, especially when it comes to deodorants and certain products, soaps. And then you could certainly find almost anything you want online. USDA certified organic. And, you know, it's the old equation. You're going to pay a bit more probably, you know, but, you know, you're going to pay a lot less in terms of, you know, your suffering and your health and duration and energy and so on and so forth. So that leads me, you know, to Purity Woods, which I'm grateful you brought up. I kind of backed into that company. And if you want, I mean, I could share a touch of that story.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do. Please share a little bit about Purity Woods. And also just to touch on what you were just talking about, which was having something like that organic certification, especially on products that you would be applying or using every single day, that can be great because, I would bet you've got, I mean, in that situation, you've got a blanket of safety almost, or at least one of the better blankets of safety, because chemical companies aren't going to stop making chemicals and you're not going to know, you know, until a couple of years down the road or 5 or 10 years or more down the road that one of these chemicals is causing X condition or contributing to X thing. So it's good to have those blankets of safety. So I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. So let's walk through Purity Woods. I'd love to hear a little bit of backstory on it. Maybe talk about some of the best products that you guys have there. And then we could also talk about the Art of Anti-Aging Summit.
Sure. Quick statement about what you just said, important to bring up to people. You know, these companies that make these products that, you know, can be frankly loaded with toxins, they're not going to stick anything in that immediately hurts you. I mean, that would be just plain stupid, right? Because then it's easily traced to them. But they know formaldehyde and phthalates, they know they're dangerous, but you know, it's longer term. And then what they would likely say, if caught, you know, in a corner and they had to talk about it, is, hey, it's in such minute amounts, you know, and we've done, you know, studies on lab rats and, you know, in these minute amounts, it's not going to hurt you. The problem is that's a short term study done on lab rats. It does not, again, think about 168 different chemicals a day on average that people are feeding their skin day after day, year after year, decade after decade. And it's not just the effect of the known chemicals, because if we go back to high school chemistry, Kevin, when we mix one chemical with another chemical, we create a different chemical. They haven't even studied that. Think about that. So we're pouring 168 different chemicals into our bodies. Nobody studies the impact of what happens when that chemical and that chemical come together inside our bodies, much less three, much less six. It creates other chemicals. It's a scary thing when you really back off and think about it. Holy cow. No wonder I feel that way. You know, wonder so many people are getting cancer and heart disease. And, you know, and again, that's why this is one of the most important little known areas of toxins to focus on. Gratefully, the spotlight's been put on food, somewhat more so on the air. Just think about this. Now, back to Purity Woods. So with that in mind, what happened to me? Well, my wife and I both, one day, now four maybe years ago, started to notice crow's feet around our eyes, little wrinkles here. I'm like, okay, I know what I want for that. I know the ingredients I want, and I know what I don't want. I don't want the toxins. So I'm going to go find myself a good organic, you know, anti-aging cream that has certain ingredients that I want in it, including, you know, some of the ingredients I named out loud to you. So I went and I researched and looked, and she looked, and she's a cosmetologist, by the way, and we looked and we looked and we looked and we couldn't find it. We could not find even, you know, some of the products had the right ingredients, but also a bunch of synthetic garbage. Others just didn't have the right ingredients. They were, you know, I'm not going to insult any organization out there, but they were not very highly effective ingredients in some of these USDA certified products that were out there for anti-aging. So I'm like, oh man. All right. So I talked to, you know, some acclaimed, I guess we'll say, formulators I knew in Canada. Long story short, the very first product we put out because I wanted to be the first customer, as did my wife. It contains three different maple leaf extracts. It does contain amla, contains astaxanthin, superstar ingredient based on a red algae, the same red algae that salmon eat and flamingos eat that makes them pink. Astaxanthin by mouth and by skin is exceptional and does some very unique things for the body. Very excellent for healthy aging and longevity. In the skin, if you apply it to your skin, it helps to reduce that weathered look of skin. And that weathered look comes from UV rays from the sun. And if you're my age, or older, we didn't get the message when we were younger that you want to be careful of sunburns. In fact, we were putting baby oil on our skin to get more. Well, so a lot of people can identify, that's probably not a smart thing to do. So if you've got this weathered looking skin, sun damaged skin, astaxanthin's outstanding. That's in this very first product that I use, my wife used. We're like, wow, that's amazing, the results we had from this thing. I already had the big, you know, following and the Art of Anti-Aging, you know, the information there. I'm like, man, that would be an injustice not to offer that product. So we created, it's called the Age Defying Dream Cream. And then we have the Hyperlift, Elastin Boost Hyperlift Serum, which actually features, you know, the maple leaf extracts as the key top ingredient. That's if you really have problem wrinkles and loose looking skin and stuff like that. Those are the first two products out the door. The response was unbelievable. We sold out. It was more than I had imagined. Fine, you know, if you sell out, maybe that's attributed to my enthusiasm. But what I loved was, I've been around product launches of various sorts for decades now. I've never seen the response from people taking their time on social media, through emails, or whatever, to write back to us and say, that stuff is amazing. The Age Defying Dream Cream and the Hyperlift Serum. Amazing. It does. It really, I mean, I will not promise this to people, but many people wrote in and said, literally overnight saw results, you know, start from that stuff. I didn't. Different skin types are different. So some, it takes a little longer. For me, it took about a week and a half. And then I started to see some amazing things happen. I guess some people's skin, they started to see things overnight. Others, it takes a little longer for, but it contains around 25, again, USDA certified organic ingredients that in my years of research are just outstanding, hitting all those key points I mentioned: collagen, elastin, moisture, you know, hydration. You don't have to worry about the synthetic junk. It's obviously not in there, and it feeds your body. So it's, and then we came out with a product that is just as good, if not better, called the Age Defying Night Cream. What you really want to do if you want the full throttle approach, is use the Age-Defying Dream Cream in the day, because it does contain some ingredients such as the astaxanthin that protects your skin during the course of the day. The night cream is designed, as the word implies, for use at night before you go to bed. And the skin does its most work of regenerating at night. So you want to be, if you only did one thing actually and fed your body, your skin, nothing else, I would put the night cream on at night. Now, you want to do more than that. But if that's the only thing you're doing, it's not a bad thing. Put the night cream on at night. You can check out the ingredients of Purity Woods, but these are some outstanding products. I'm so enthusiastic, as you can tell.
Yeah, I love it. No, that's great. And what we'll do is I'll make sure we'll link to that in the show notes. So you'll find the link to the products that Brian is talking about down in the show notes. And the last thing I want to talk about, Brian, because I know we're at our time here, is that we've got, it's something that people can register for anytime, whether they're listening in now or at some point in the future down the road. But I know you do have an upcoming summit that we can talk about too, just briefly. And we'll also link to this in the show notes as well.
Ah, yeah, thanks. That's called Now It's Personal. The Ultimate Healthy Aging Longevity Summit, basically, because again, I've done, as you pointed out at the very start, thank you. I love being on the side, you know, that you're on right now interviewing me. I like also interviewing, and I love bringing together, you know, some of the most, first and foremost, caring, genuinely caring individuals who also happen to be some of the world's most, you know, renowned experts in healthy aging and longevity in different areas, whether it's gut health, skin health, brain health, you know, and so on and so forth. That's the whole mission at the Art of Anti-Aging. So in Now It's Personal, I decided to ask each of these very well-known, in most cases, experts, and you'll see it, you know, at the link you noted, one big question to frame my entire interview with them. And that question is basically, from your area of expertise, what is so important to you to do personally to look and feel your best, avoid disease, and live long? Share with me personally what you have seen that is so profoundly important that you do it on a routine basis. Because a lot of, you know, the experts we hear out there, they know a lot. You know a lot. I know, you know, we share a lot. But I thought, you know what? I want to know what you actually do yourself, you know, Dr. Furman and, you know, all these other folks that are in this. It's amazing. It's amazing the insights, you know, because I had all kinds of pre-conversations with them. I very carefully plan. I want to know, you know, at least in general, what's coming. Amazing some of the insights that they offer in this event. It's free. You know, there's 21 experts in this event. And via the link that you're providing, thank you, take a look. You know, see for yourself. You can listen to the whole thing free. Of course, you can buy the whole package PBS style if you so choose, but it's all there for you to, you know, to take in. And man, just listen to the first day and you'll see why this is, this word's thrown around so loosely, Kevin, but it's life-changing. It really is.
And I've looked at the lineup of speakers, really great lineup and very intelligent minds, great interviewer, Brian. And I'm going to link to that show note or in the show notes, Art of Anti-Aging Summit. You can register in the show notes. And then all of the, everything we mentioned here today, you can find over at bonecoach.com/Brian Vasily, Art of Anti-Aging, Purity Woods. Brian, thank you again so much for your time. And for everyone else listening, I want to thank you. We'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's Bone Coach Kevin Ellis. Hope you found that episode helpful and that you enjoyed it. Just one last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com, sign up for your free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart. It's going to tell you everything you need to do to start getting on the path to improvement. Hope you found this helpful. I'm your Bone Coach Kevin Ellis. I'll see you soon.